What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. Voice America Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Good morning. Hello and welcome to Sacred Song Reiki on this gorgeous, beautiful Saturday morning here in New England. And I hope that wherever you are tuning in from or listening, that you too are having spectacular weather, be it morning, afternoon, or evening. Just beautiful. I described today's show, not unlike I did a few weeks ago, about the many beautiful facets of Reiki. And I'm going to delve into a couple of new ones. But before I do, I'm going to ask you to listen with an open mind. You know, there are so many new forms of Reiki that seem to be emerging almost daily. More channelings, more insights. And there are some who are a little skeptical. Well, how can there be so many? So I ask you to keep an open mind, because the vastness of the universe, we can't comprehend it. Why can't there be these gifts, if we look at them as gifts, coming to us as we need them, especially now? Now in this time of when we are consciously and cosmically shifting. We are in a cosmic shift. There's no question. We are moving into another period in the evolvement of humanity and mankind. So, while some of these healing modalities that I discuss may seem a little bit like, woo, this woman is on something, the reality is, just listen. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. I don't incorporate everything I find, but I find it fascinating. And I love to share it. What will resonate with you is what's going to resonate with you. And if it does, then explore it, because that's your path. Everybody's path is different. So today, I'm going to start off talking about violet light Reiki. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked about violet flame Reiki. This is not the same. This is different. And I am reading, or excerpting, I should say, largely from a manual, without giving away the secrets or the symbols in excess or doing any attunements, but just to give you a comprehensive insight start into what violet light Reiki is really all about. Violet light Reiki is the study of healing energies that derive from the violet light. So to understand violet light Reiki, you must first understand what and who the violet light is. The violet light is the daughter of the Creator and the daughter of destiny. In the beginning, when the great creation occurred, there were many that attended. The four elder creators of atmosphere, planets, movement, and souls. The four ascended creators of belief, destiny, path, and death. Lastly, the four guardians of Avalon. The Creator began to create the first of four races that would be the foundation of all life. And these races were the Flames, the Guardians, the Watchers, and the Horsemen. Creator paused and thought, I wish to create a violet light. Within the lava, a violet flower grew. It bloomed, and when it opened, a light was enclosed inside it. The light was violet in color. It burst, and the flower it rested on died, leaving only the light. The Creator was surprised by his creation and thought this violet light to be of great wisdom and power. Creator made this violet light his child by pulling a piece of his skin off and giving it to the flame. He then turned to his soulmate Destiny, and she too took a piece of her hair and gave it to the light. He then turned to the four guardians of Avalon, and each of them gave their energy to the light. The Creator then sealed his creation and released the violet light into the world. The violet light had many incarnations, and through these incarnations, her potential, power, and purpose became defined. She was a light of healing, blessed with the ability to transmute karma, cleanse or erase karmic debts, channel all types of energy, turn negative energy into positive energy, balance and replenish the chakra systems. And she possessed many psychic abilities. It took time for her to awaken and realize her potential and strength and to develop her abilities to their full capacity. Over time, it also became apparent that her flame was meant to be shared with all, and that not only she had access to her flame, but all that had access to her. While incarnated, the flame possessed too much energy to enter any physical body, and therefore manifested itself on an astral realm. The most popular incarnation she has had on this planet was as Kuan Yin, the Eastern goddess of mercy, compassion, modesty, courage, justice, and wisdom. It was she that brought the knowledge of the violet light to the Eastern cultures and allowed them to learn and cultivate the violet light's healing properties. Saint Germain was also associated with the violet light, and he is another ascended master who took upon the knowledge of the violet light. His knowledge of the violet light was obtained through the angel Zadkiel, who had known the violet light in a previous life. He did reveal that the violet light had consciousness, but he did not know that the violet light had been incarnated on Earth. The first version of violet light Reiki was sent from the goddess Kuan Yin and was channeled by Ivy Moore in August of 2000. This particular violet light Reiki involves 40 symbols. 40. 10 for each level, including a master symbol. There is a mantra that can be used with the healing and a violet light Reiki box where the symbols are written on the box along with the person's name and the intention for healing. It is sealed for 7 days, and then it can be reset. If you do research this form, the symbols are somewhat altered, and the definitions are a bit different. But this is, however, where the inspiration for the newer version of violet light Reiki derives. Invoking the violet light is very easy. It simply involves asking the violet light to be in your life. You may use mantras as stated by Saint Germain. The I Am presence works well to invoke the flame, as well as the Kuan Yin mantra. Saint Germain's I Am prayer to invoke the violet flame is as such. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame. To light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing every one. We are coming up on a break, so I leave you with this prayer to think about and hold in your hearts. And we will return in a few minutes. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. We'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Welcome back. I left you with the Saint Germain's I Am prayer to invoke the violet flame. Now I would like to share with you the Kuan Yin mantra. It is pronounced to the best of my ability. Namo Kuan Shiyin Pu Sa. Namo Kuan Shiyin Pu Sa. And it means homage to the sacred name of Kuan Yin. I'd like to talk about the violet light meditation, and I invite those of you who wish to sit back, feet flat on the floor, breathe slowly in and out, close your eyes, and just listen. And if you can't remember this after the show is over, you can always go back into the archive and find it. Now, for many years, people on Earth have been working with the violet light, using this meditation to help them reach spiritual consciousness and their higher selves. For the purpose of working with violet light Reiki, I believe this information is imperative, as it will help you in your practice to access and channel the violet light energy. Ideally, to meditate on this violet light, one needs to sit comfortably and light a single candle in front of you. Find some relaxing music. Many people like to light some incense. And then you may begin. Begin by letting your mind and your body relax. Release the tension from the top of your head, through your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your torso, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Concentrate on the music. Listen to your breathing. Let it slow. And when you are relaxed, begin your I am statements. I am the violet light flowing within me now. I am the violet light forever in its power. I am the violet light filling with love and light. I am the violet light filled with light from above. As you repeat those four statements, imagine that your aura, your chakras, your entire body have transformed into a violet-colored flame, beginning with your crown chakra down through your root. From here on, you want to focus on the absence of thought. To reach a point where you are completely quiet of mind, if a thought comes across the screen of your mind, thank it, bless it, put it aside. Sit there as long as you like, and if possible, practice this meditation daily. When you are ready, simply think, I thank the violet light, and I know it will be with me always. Now, there are 9 level 1 symbols. The first is water, flow. This water represents the way our energy flows and how it connects to each and everything it touches. The symbol is best used to get to the deeper problems one may have spiritually, emotionally, or physically. The next symbol is wind, or action. This symbol represents the things we want to put in motion, and the things that we seem to let blow away by the wind. It sets our goals in motion and helps us to bring back those ideas we let scamper away. The third symbol is karma. No surprise, this symbol represents our karma and can be signed as a good luck charm on anything to produce good karma, good omens for that item, person, or place. The fourth symbol, purification. This one's fairly straightforward. This symbol helps to purify our mind, our soul, and our body. It's best used when there is a client who is confused about their path or is being led on by many outside forces. This symbol will awaken the voice of the client and allow them to speak their own mind and their own truth. The fifth symbol is spiritual cleansing. This symbol is used mostly to make people feel well in spirit. It can clear childhood traumas and heal any wounds or marks that have been made on the soul. This symbol is best used at the heart, brow, and crown chakras to help open the heart and bring love to the client once again. The sixth symbol, sacrifice. Sacrifice. This symbol is a symbol that allows us to sacrifice our doubts, fears, anxieties, nervous disorders, and take in, absorb spiritual healing. This symbol works well to help people who are skeptical about Reiki or simply have blocks that they have trouble releasing. The seventh symbol is cleansing trauma. This symbol deals mostly with suppressed trauma and past life trauma. It works well on people who have unexplainable fears or emotions towards certain things in life. It also helps to cleanse those who have been through rough situations in this life, and it allows them to let those emotions go and accept themselves for who they truly are. The eighth symbol, spiritual healing. This symbol works in conjunction with the cleansing trauma symbol. If the cleansing trauma symbol is used on a client, this symbol backs it up by healing the wounds. And then the final symbol, past lives. Heat. This symbol is used to give heat to physical wounds. It helps any past life traumas that have manifested in the physical present to be healed. This symbol is used well for those with psychic trauma, as well as most traumas that are considered to be psychological, like Tourette's syndrome, schizophrenia, split personality disorder, etc. And that completes Violet Light Reiki Level 1. Now, Violet Light Reiki works on the concept of 9. 9 is a goddess number. And since 9 is such a unique number, it is the primary number used in Violet Flame Reiki also. The number 9, when multiplied, always creates a number that will originate back to 9. Even in reconnective healing, we use the vibration 333. It too reverts to 9. So numbers such as 18, 27, 234, etc. will all revert back to 9. So when using any of the symbols in Violet Flame Reiki, it is in order to maintain this system of 9. We are coming up on another break. When we return, we'll talk about level 2. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'll look forward to continuing with you then.
For a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready for the astronomical alignment in 2012? This alignment occurs once every 26,000 years and marks a new beginning. What are the activities of the solar system and the Milky Way telling us? Listen for 2012 and the cosmos with host Lynn Goldberg. As a member of the alignment generation, you have a choice in what you call into your life. 2012 is nothing to fear. It's something you'll want to be ready for. Tune in to 2012 and the cosmos live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens.
The new home for visionary positive change. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. Now, in this segment, I'm going to start the Violet Light Reiki Level 2. And once again, there are 9 symbols. So let's go through the symbols. The first is uniting, merging, or changing. This symbol is the symbol that allows us to accept all the positive changes that Reiki can stimulate. This symbol helps us to unite our higher selves with our physical selves and helps us to merge the two into one. Second symbol is protection. This symbol can be used anywhere to help protect us. It can be instilled in any of the chakras to help protect the chakras from outside influences. This third symbol, now this one I personally have a little bit of trouble with, but I don't discount it. That's just me. Let's see what you think. The third symbol is exorcism or banishment. This symbol is a deep cleansing symbol that allows us to exorcise dangerous bacterias, disorders and spiritual negativity from our bodies and our spiritual body. The fourth symbol, celestial healing. This symbol works in conjunction with the solar system and allows us to channel our healing from the nine planets in our solar system. This way, the symbol activates deep celestial healing from nine points of energy for the violet flame. The fifth symbol connects us to spiritual consciousness. This symbol activates your spiritual awareness by bringing your spiritual consciousness into physical manifestation. This symbol activates past life awakening, opens the third eye, and produces psychic dreams, visions, and other abilities. The sixth symbol, balance. This symbol allows the healer to balance out the chakra system and give temperance to the client. This symbol should instill a sense of peace and relaxation within the client, as all psychological worries and doubts will seem to fade away. The seventh symbol is divine intervention. This symbol allows the healer to force the necessary changes one must overcome in order for healing to occur. The client may have a sense of renewal and feel as though a spiritual force is uplifting them. The eighth symbol, yin and yang. The balance of negative and positive energy within the body, the knowledge and wisdom of morals and ethics, and the strength to make positive decisions. And the ninth symbol, universal cleansing. This symbol represents cleansing on a universal level. This symbol cleanses our souls from its origins of cosmic dust. This symbol is also used for cleansing planets, stars, and universal energies. Now, at this level of violet light Reiki, one is taught to heal oneself, or rather how to heal oneself. And it begins by starting to do the violet light meditation that I gave you earlier. Once you have stabilized a good level and feel a connection with the violet light, begin at the root chakra. Allow the violet light to cleanse, consecrate, and purify the root, removing and transmuting any negative energy. You want to repeat this process for every chakra. The sacral chakra, the solar plexus, heart, throat chakra, third eye, and crown. Once you have reached the crown chakra, open your mind up to the five spiritual chakras. Chakra 8, the energy center of divine love, of spiritual compassion and spiritual selflessness. Your karmic residue. Activate spiritual skills contained within or from the seventh chakra. Chakra 9 is often referred to as the soul blueprint. This is an individual's total skills and abilities learned in all of your life's times. Chakra 10, divine creativity, synchronicity of life, the merging of the masculine and the feminine within, unlocking of skills contained in the ninth chakra. Chakra 11, pathwork to the soul. The individual's ability to acquire advanced spiritual skills, traveling beyond the limits of time and space. Teleportation, bilocation, instantaneous precipitation of thoughts, telekinesis in some cases. Chakra 12 is referred to as the connection to the great central sun or monadic level of divinity. This is the understanding of and communication with the universe, the unlocking of the abilities in the 11th chakra. Now, this manual suggests that these chakras are best accessed by thinking about them as little clouds that you are ascending. I would also like to suggest that while you are in a meditative state, as you feel pulled to travel to the five spiritual chakras through the violet light, it is not merely thought, but vibration, and you will know when you have gotten there. We're coming up on another break. When we return, we'll wrap up Violet Light Reiki. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America 7th Wave Radio. We'll be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. 7th Wave Network.
Goodbye, self-critical. Hello, self-thrilled. Can you define your talent in six words or less? Are you using your inner resource, intuition, to teach you how? Listening to Joyce Anderson of Conversations with Yourself will work your intuitive muscle to discover your divine talent. Each week, your host, Joyce Anderson, teaches practices to jumpstart your intuition as your GPS to becoming self-thrilled. From sports to business to music and food, talent is everywhere. Find yours. Joyce and her guests will share their how-to stories on being self-thrilled. Tune in to Conversations with Yourself, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Channel, and ignite your talent. Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Welcome back. Well, before break, I sort of left you rather out there, didn't I? Out in the spiritual chakras. So let's see if I can bring you back to earth here. Once you have reached the 12th chakra, imagine your energy as two discs spinning in opposite directions around a central flame. You should be in the center of this flame. And the flame will be violet in color. So expand this flame and loop it around each of the discs so that now the discs also have violet light energy laced throughout them. The manual suggests that in the end, these discs should look like Twizzler's licorice. Well, that's a picture, eh? But I think very accurate. Once you have finished, very slowly, climb down the ladders of the spiritual chakras. You may exit through the brow chakra, and it is there that you may end the meditation. At this point, as you ground yourself, you should feel completely energized and relaxed at the same time. With this exercise, with this self-healing, you will not need to do a self-healing every day because the energy loop is said to last for roughly 2 weeks. It is also said that this type of self-healing requires a lot of focus and energy. So you are advised not to feel bad if it takes you a couple of tries before being able to reach the 12th chakra. Doing the violet light meditation alone helps to heal you as well. Like all Reiki systems, if you are using violet light Reiki on a client, the energy will naturally go where it is needed. There is somewhat of a slightly different exchange between client and practitioner in this modality of Reiki, which I feel should be taught by a violet light master teacher, not necessarily by myself, as I'm not a master teacher of this modality. However, whether you are doing the violet light meditation or you are giving yourself a self-healing treatment, when you are finished, blow out the candle, but allow the incense to keep burning. It is believed the incense will circulate the energy throughout the room and cleanse it if needed. It is suggested, and I always think, in whatever healing practice, technique, modality that you use, I encourage my clients to write down any experiences that they have had. The easiest way is merely to ask them if there's something they want to share. They don't have to share it. They may keep it to themselves, and that's fine. As you, the client, some people have been said to see symbols while receiving an attunement or receiving a treatment on the table. Some encounter spirit guides. And some people have conversations with their spirit guides. Some may see bright burning lights, stars. Sometimes the sense of smell is evoked. Whatever you have experienced, as you, the client, not the practitioner, whatever you have experienced, write it down. It will have great meaning to you when you go back to it. So this really does conclude levels 1 and levels 2 of the violet light Reiki. It is a very powerful tool in bringing the subconscious mind and our desires unto the physical realm. Next week, I'll continue this by moving into levels 3 and 4, which are the master teacher levels. But as always, I like to end my programs with what I feel my real message, ultimate message, is to all of you. And that is, my listeners, to strive daily to live from a place of being in a state of love, not romantic love, but divine love. Fall in love. Stay in love. For this love decides everything. It is everything. Love is the greatest healer. Truly. I believe once we have made it through this cosmic shift, we will not have need for all these healing modalities, because we will be existing and living from within a pure state of love. I really believe that's true. But until we get there, isn't it wonderful? The wealth, the universal gifts, the various insights being given to all of us to choose, so that we may all ultimately get to the same place by whatever means or path we follow. So I like to close with the words of Dr. Usui and the five precepts of Reiki. The secret of inviting happiness through many blessings, the spiritual medicine for all illness. For today only, my listeners, do not anger. Do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your work. Be compassionate to yourselves and others. So, my listeners, I conclude today's show, and I leave you, I hope, in love, light, and many blessings for the week ahead. And I will look forward to speaking with you again next week. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. Have a blessed week. Bye for now.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.